And we're talking spices this week, and available on the podcast, of course. You can hear different previous podcasts where we have spoken about different spices. But today we've talked of cumin and fennel and mustard seeds and nigella seeds. Mustard's very interesting. It's related to horseradish and wasabi. And there's three types of mustard seeds, yellow, brown and black. And they all come from different species of the mustard plants, hence giving their their heat. The Bible claimed it as the greatest among herbs. And in Roman times, it was used as an everyday spice and condiment, as much as the same as we use pepper today. It was also used as a diuretic and to soothe muscle aches. It was introduced to the English by the Romans, and the English, you know, they become connoisseurs of mustard powder. King's mustard started in the 18th century. The French have also mastered that beautiful Dijon mustard, which is fantastic. And, you know, most humble barbecues would be unthinkable without a few mustards at the table, or even a pickle that's got a mustard in it. There's so many different ways. I love the mustard seed when I'm doing some pickling, but they're popular in Indian cooking, where they use them for pickling, spice blends, countless vegetable dishes, dals and curries. And when used to start curries, pickles or dals, they're first fried in ghee until they pop, giving a really unique nuttiness and texture without the heat. Mustard seeds and mustard powders have no aroma or flavour until activated by cold water. And after the liquid is added, the seeds will reach their peak of flavour and pungency within about 10 minutes, after which they will start to decline unless an acid such as vinegar is added. Mustard seeds are the mildest. The black mustard seeds have a little bit of more pungency. And then the reddish brown seeds are also known as Chinese mustard or brown Indian mustard. Now, to make a really great grainy sweet mustard, which would be used for everything, even using something like that just on your potatoes is just delicious. 30 grams of brown or black mustard seeds, about 70 grams of yellow mustard seeds. And all you're doing is you're combining the mustard seeds with the whole white vinegar in a bowl and cover and leave overnight. So you're using about 125 grams of white wine vinegar. Process 3/4 of the seeds with the lemon juice and a teaspoon of salt and the honey in a food processor until roughly crushed. You don't want to puree it totally. Transfer to a bowl and stir in the remaining seeds. And remember to put in a clean jar and seal. It'll last up to about 2 months. Another fantastic recipe I've found is a mustard honey and chive butter. So you're using about 250 grams of butter, softened, tablespoon of honey, 2 garlic cloves crushed, about 1/2 tablespoon of snipped chives, about 1/2 tablespoons of whole grain mustard, and 1/2 teaspoons of grated orange rind. Now, when you're doing this sort of stuff, I always think better to make more, and all you'd have to do is roll it up into a cylinder in a greaseproof paper and pop it in a bag. And then if you want to, then you can have some beautiful carrots with that butter put over it, or pork chop, or potatoes. So simple when you've got things pre-done in the freezer. I like to do it. I don't do it enough, but I know that when I do, I'm always happy, because it just really gives me the opportunity to just bring that little bit of extra to something as simple as steamed cauliflower with a really great mustard sauce, mustard cheese sauce. Even when you've done something as simple as a corned beef, that you've made this beautiful mustard, or you've made a really good chutney from your own hands. I think it's nice. And I know when I do a beef roast or lamb roast or whatever you're roasting, you could roast whatever, cauliflower whole, but get a combination going of mustards, olive oil. I use capers, lots of cracked pepper. Sometimes I even rough grind the pepper, salt, and just pack that on top of whatever you're roasting. So by the time it cooks with all the juices and everything beside it, not only do you have flavour, but you've got gravy flavour too. So those veggies under, if you've packed them under, they're also getting that fantastic flavour. So hope you enjoy spices. We'll continue down this little journey because there's a lot to learn, and I'll provide some really interesting recipes that we can play along with in our kitchen. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen.